Well, it's 7 a.m. in the morning, and I've had about probably an hour's sleep in total. Just couldn't sleep. When I did fall asleep, I heard Poppy doing her little yelp that she does when she needs to go to the toilet. So, came and just let her out, and now I'm going to make the most of the morning by making some coffee. I think I was going to say tea, but I'm going to have coffee because I'm going to fall asleep walking around otherwise. Go for a walk and enjoy Hackney. So I'll just pause this for now. Still haven't left. I'm faced with the daily dilemma at the moment. I have various pills that I'm prescribed by the doctor, the psychiatrist, which relate to various things. And some of them I have to take, some of them I'm advised to take, and some of them are there for emergencies. The emergencies are things like diazepam, which I can't really afford to take for more than 1 or 2 days in a row because of the pattern of addiction that can develop really easily with diazepam. So that's a fallback measure. I haven't had that for about 5 days now, I think. And if I do take it, I only take one, whereas I'm able to take more than one in a day by prescription. But one's normally enough to stop panics and anxieties and stuff. I'm two if I have a proper full-on attack and panic attack and, like, you know. So I can't really take that today. If today I get anxious, this is why I'm not left the house yet. This is what my mind's thinking. I can't take any. I have no fallback pill because it sends me to sleep, and I don't want to fall asleep today because I've not slept all night. And if I fall asleep today, or properly fall asleep for hours and hours, then I won't sleep tonight again, and you know the sleep pattern goes. So diazepam's out. The other thing I've got is some sort of, I don't know, antipsychotic horse tranquilizer sort of thing. I can't remember what it's called, and I've never taken one actually. I've been given them because of the sort of magnitude of the panic attacks I'd had in the past, and when my breakdown happened. So the doctor prescribed them and said they're completely, you know, non-addictive, but they will just completely floor you. So and they do read like a catalogue of mental health problems. If you look at the things they treat, they're obviously quite strong things. They look quite serious to me anyway, and they scare me a bit at the moment. So I'm waiting till I'm go to see this next psychiatrist that I've been referred to before, and to talk to him about them. And then I have to take a thing to stop my. I've got over acid production problem, which is just a tailback from. I used to have it much, much more, and it's just from the stress that my body was going under with the IBS. And I've got optional but recommended beta blockers, which I take every day, slow release ones. And they make me sleepy. So I'm opting not to take one today, and that makes me a little bit nervous, but I can't afford to fall asleep today, so I'm having a coffee and I'm not going to take my beta blocker. I have got some quick release ones, so if it all gets a bit much today, then I'm going to take my quick release one. And then finally I've got antidepressants, which my dose was up shortly before I joined Audio Boo, and it's probably the only reason I've managed to boo on Audio Boo actually, because it seems to at last have started to afford me some levelness, or you know, I still have excited, you know, well, I call them excited, doctor calls them manic streaks, spells rather, obviously, but they're not as high, the peaks, if you think about a sine wave. It was bouncing right up and down, touching either side of the monitor, and now it's just kind of like oscillating at a fairly steady pace. It's funny actually thinking of the sound wave, because obviously I like making my music, and that is about the best analogy for mental illness for me. When I think about the way my brain's gone, and if I use a sound wave.